next segment of the Think Tank focused on adjuvant therapy of patients with HER2-positive tumors. And to begin, I asked Dr. Must to present a case from his practice that typifies the types of clinical dilemmas faced by docs in practice.
I saw a woman, she's in her early 70s, I believe around 73 or 74, a fair to good health, who several years ago had a very low-grade infiltrating ductal cancer of one of her breasts. It was hormone receptor positive. I had placed her on adjuvant therapy on that time with tamoxifen, and she came back about a year ago and actually had a new breast cancer in the contralateral breast, and subsequent workup showed that she had a 2-centimeter, it was an ER and PR negative and HER2 positive cancer, and she was sentinel node negative. This is a woman who works, I think, at a convenience store in northern Vermont. She lives by herself, but it's very typical. One of her kids lives down the road and has probably never been out of the state and has a very good family. And she drives herself, full ADL, very active woman, and came in and we discussed treatment options. She was high grade, and I don't recall she had LVI.
And how long after the first cancer?
It's about 3 years. And we went back and looked at the first. Did we make a mistake? And they were different.
And was she on the internet?
No.
Was she the kind of patient just to tell me what to do, doc?
You know, it's very interesting with some of the people up there. She wasn't an internet person, but she asked great questions about the treatment and benefits. So although she's not a college graduate, her questions were really very perceptive.
What were some of the things she was asking you?
Well, about extensive questions about the side effects of the therapy. How would she do without treatment? What if I did nothing but just got breast radiation and didn't do anything else? They were very good.
What did you discuss with her in terms of risks, in terms of trastuzumab?
We talked about, I won't tell people what I did, but you know, I told her that I didn't feel it would be appropriate to do trastuzumab alone. Maybe someday it would be.
Did she have any preconceived notions about chemotherapy, or had she heard about it?
No, we had really probably briefly discussed it at the time of her initial cancer. I always mention it one way or the other, even to say I don't think you need chemotherapy, or the value of chemotherapy added to tamoxifen or an AI perhaps is very, very small. So she didn't have preconceived ideas, but when you come into our clinic, you sit in the waiting room, and you look around, and it's not just a breast clinic. So you see all the lung cancer patients and stem cell patients, and I think people get it, and they know who the chemotherapy-treated patients are. So I think she was wary of it, and we had a good discussion of trastuzumab and chemotherapy.
Did she have any hypertension, diabetes, any other?
No major comorbidity.
And did you actually get into the issue of potential cardiac toxicity in
yes.
the discussion?
Yeah. Everybody I put on trastuzumab, probably like I would say the bulk of us here, I do a baseline LVEF, and I monitor every 3 months. So
what did
we
you tell her?
Did
she say, what's the chance I'm going to get heart failure?
I don't recall the details, but I'm a proactive kind of guy, and I give a lot of information. And I probably told her she's over 70, and at least in Edith's data, the intergroup data, it's a little higher in these older people. So I told her it could be a few percent. It's usually reversible, although many of the people remain on medications. I think between Edith and Bob, we've had a lot of good review articles on trastuzumab cardiac toxicity. But that in general, people tolerated it well. And to get overwhelming CHF that would be refractory to treatment would be very rare.
And did she look her age, or younger or older?
I'd say she looked about her age. Looked about her age, but very capable of driving 30, 40 miles to the clinic, self-care,